This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, hasn't been too good. Four games under 500, 8-11 last week. I did pull via Twitter, so follow me on Twitter at Kevin Sheehan DC. I pulled the Titans pick before the 1 o'clock games kicked off. It's a good thing I did because I would have been even worse last week. But once they decided on Flacco instead of Richardson, I dropped that pick. But good college last week, terrible NFL on one of the worst Sundays in the history of sports betting for sports books. The bloodbath was tweeted out by every sports book. Legal and illegal all over the world early in the week last week. They really needed the Jets on Monday night, but that didn't happen. Usually they bounce back, but it's not always the next week, especially when they had some big weeks in the NFL through the first 5 weeks of the season. But four games below 500, it is a long game deal here, boys and girls. Let's start in college football, and we will start with two games for tonight, Denton. Florida State's getting three at Duke. Duke has been the better team. They're 5-1. Florida State's 1-5. Duke's never beaten Florida State. They feel like this is the opportunity to do just that. They lost in their last outing. I actually had Georgia Tech laying 9.5 in that game, and they won by 10. So that was 2 weeks ago. They've had time to get ready for this one. I thought Florida State played better in their last game against Clemson. And, you know, they won a game a few weeks ago against Cal. They just really struggle to score. That's their issue, even with that backup quarterback. But the public's on Duke. I'll take Florida State tonight plus the three. The public's really backing BYU tonight. BYU's undefeated. They're 6-0. And really, since week two, or since 2 weeks ago against Baylor, they've really looked good offensively. This is a good BYU team, an explosive BYU team. They crushed Arizona last week. That was one of my college losses. I'm going against them again with a team that really has struggled to score against West Virginia, Kansas State, Utah in recent weeks. The line's 10 tonight. I'll take Oklahoma State and the points against BYU. Let's go to tomorrow. Auburn's on the road against Missouri. Missouri coming off a win over UMass. I don't know how that game gets scheduled, Denton. It was at UMass. They lost their last SEC game to Texas A&M. I like Auburn plus the 4 points. Louisville's getting a short number against undefeated Miami. I'll take the Cards at home plus the 5. Baylor is getting 6 at Texas Tech. Texas Tech is undefeated in the Big 12. I'll take Baylor plus the 6. LSU, I had last week in that big game on Saturday night against Ole Miss, got the win. 2 weeks ago, I had Arkansas against Tennessee when they won. LSU let down. I think they're going to lose this game outright. Arkansas plus the 3 against LSU. Iowa State and Iowa are both favored this weekend, both on a roll. Iowa State undefeated. They're giving 13.5 to UCF at home. I'll buy the half point and take UCF plus the 14. Michigan State is a major sharp play for some reason this week, getting 5.5 at home in East Lansing against Iowa. I'll take Sparty plus the 5.5 there. And then I had West Virginia last week. It didn't work out. I'll take West Virginia by the half point plus 3 in Morgantown against Kansas State. Let's go to Sunday games. All right. There are, man, when you get beat up like I got beat up last week in the NFL, I mean, I'm experienced with this. I've taken beatings before. 1-7 in the NFL last week. I am still up for the season on my NFL picks, but 1-7. So what do? You got to come back and you got to just slam your fist down harder on the table and say, I believe in what I'm doing. It'll all work out. Let's go with just the biggest anti-public sides of the day. And we'll start in Buffalo, where Tennessee's getting 9 against the Bills. Nobody in their right mind will have the Titans plus the 9. I can't figure out how they'll do it, but somehow they cover this game. And these 9-point favorites, these big favorites, they lose outright a lot in the NFL. I'm not predicting that this week. You know, if you want to go ahead and tease games, which I don't recommend, I think you'll still get it done with Buffalo in a teaser, but I'm going to take Tennessee plus 9 as the biggest anti-public side on the card Sunday. The second biggest anti-public side on the board, the New York Football Giants plus 3 at home against the Eagles. Public lined up on Philly. I don't think the public understands how good the Giants are defensively. I'm convinced that they don't get it yet. The Giants are not great offensively. I will give you that. They can run the football a little bit with their quarterback and with either Tracy or Singletary. This is a game that comes down to a field goal either way, I'm guessing. I'll take the Giants plus the 3. If they lose by 3, it's a push. And then we have, unfortunately, or fortunately, because I've not been doing well in the NFL or didn't last week, the Carolina Panthers plus 8. These are the three sides. The Titans, the Giants, and the Panthers are the three big needs for sports books on Sunday. I've already spelled out how Carolina keeps this game close. Washington's defense stinks, especially against the run, and Carolina can run the football. And if they keep it and they possess it and they keep Jaden off the field, you got a 27-20 kind of game. And Carolina covers. Washington wins. That's what I see happening. I think Washington's going to struggle again against the run. Now, you know, I'm 1-2 on skins games this year. 64% coming into this year, all time on smell test picks involving Washington, either as the pick or the opponent as the pick. I'm going with the opponent. I got Carolina plus the 8 in that one. That's it. There's a chance I might have the Cardinals on Monday night. I'll let you know on Monday. So, recapping. Florida State plus 3, Oklahoma State plus 10 tonight. Tomorrow, Auburn plus 4, Louisville plus 5, Baylor plus 6, Arkansas plus 3, UCF plus 14, Michigan State plus 5.5, and West Virginia plus 3. And then on Sunday, it is the Titans plus 9, the Giants plus 3, and the Panthers plus 8. There you go. Your picks for week 8 in college, week 7 in the NFL. When we come back, Denton will do a quick college preview, which will include right now to date the game of the year with Georgia and Texas tomorrow night. Talk a little bit about the Terps tomorrow with their first ever visit from conference foe USC. And we'll have our Washington Carolina final score predictions with footnotes. That's next. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.